Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Wow, what a week we have had here at the Orlando Studio Broadcastoplex. I got to tell you, there's been some crazy stuff going on in Orlando this week, and we'll get to it in some capacity. There are some things that I'm not at liberty to discuss and share with the world just yet, but I can tell you this has been a very exciting week for yours truly. And we'll see what we can get into here or dive into a little bit later on the show. But first, let's connect to Phil Narcosis, who is on the road, happens to be in the Scuba Cowboys neck of the woods this week in Colorado. So, but they're not together. They're hanging out separately because he's in the mountains. Pup's doing his thing. We'll talk to him later. But Phil, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm here in Beaver Creek, Colorado. It's a ski area. I'm skiing. And I got to tell you, this is will be my sixth day on skis. I'm a little sore.
Okay, well, wait a minute. If you're in Beaver Creek in Colorado, you're not going to jump in the water there and do a little dive? You're
going to, you know, I am so jonesing to get back in the water. You know, skiing is great, but you know, those of us who are hooked on diving, boy, we're hooked on diving, and we, you know, I can't wait to get back in the water. But you know, in Florida, it's been a tough winter, as you know. It's cold for us. It's in the 50s right now.
Yeah.
And it's and I don't mind the cold. You know, we dive every weekend in South Florida. But the problem is the seas this winter, the seas have been, you know, 6, 8, 10 foot seas. And we've had to cancel a lot of dives. But that's actually why we're here to talk about my trip to Grand Cayman a few weeks ago. So the beauty of where we live in South Florida, as you know, is we can get on an airplane and go directly to any of these places, many of these places in the Caribbean that we love to talk about.
Yes, absolutely. So before you ended up diving for beavers in Colorado, you were in Cayman. You were in Cayman doing what? Explain.
Well, I was diving on the East End. First of all, why do we love Cayman? We love Grand Cayman because it's got amazing walls, amazing reefs and reef heads. And then you couple that with the visibility, which at one point the dive master told me, he says, oh, that's about 180 feet visibility. I'm like, oh, okay, how can you really? I'm really good between the 50 and 100 range.
Yeah.
But after that, like, who knows, right?
Right.
I mean, that's how good it is.
Yeah.
So I dive. I've been there now 4 times to Grand Cayman, which is the main island. And I, 3 times in a row now, go to the East End. And the East End of Grand Cayman, Greg, is away from the cruise ships. It's away from Georgetown. It's away from the cruise ship divers. Now, nothing mm-hmm. against cruise ship divers, but you know, when you go on a trip and it's an eat, sleep, dive trip, you kind of like to build the camaraderie with the people that are staying there for the week, and you get to know the dive masters. I mean, does that sound like fun?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been to that side of the island before, but I haven't been able to dive much. I've been over there to visit. I actually saw the Barefoot Man performing over there on the East End one time.
Yeah, that's out at the reef at the St. Moritz, which mm-hmm. is a giant commercial property with condominiums and restaurants. And there's even a dive shop out there, and it's great to go up for dinner. It's actually right up the road from where I stayed. Where I stayed is a place called Compass Point. And I'd like to give a shout out to the founder and the developer of Compass Point. He's still there and active on the property. His name is Steve Broadbelt. And the service there was so, and you know, we're not here plugging them, but we're talking about a wonderful experience. The service there, it's right on the ocean, and my Wi-Fi was a little slow. So who shows up? The owner and developer of the property shows up with a Wi-Fi extender, and he got my Wi-Fi working good.
How about that?
And they're individual condos. They're owned by individual people. And boy, I'd like to – I'm saving my pennies because I'd really like to buy one of these units. But over at the East End, they've got this program. It's actually a contest called the Green Shorts Contest. Mm. And there's 55 dive sites that they've surveyed. And if you do all 55 dives – then you get what they call your green shorts, and then they put your moniker, like a big copper, I think it's copper or metal moniker with your name on it, in the pier, in the dock.
Wow.
At
so
the
it's
property.
A,
so
that's
it's like
cool.
a Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a little combination like the green jacket for golf, and then what they got like a walk of fame or a diver walk of fame.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet, and I've got 33 of the 55 so far, so I figure – probably two more trips down there, and I'll be wearing some green shorts.
Well, there you go. All right. And that's better than what you usually wear, which is nothing. Or I mean, so I guess that's up to you. I don't know. They frown on that in Cayman. I don't think they're too hip to the.
Yeah, the British are very proper. As you know, it is
more
a British
modest.
Colony.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a British colony, and that's what I like about it, except for driving on the road. You got to be careful when you're driving because – they drive on the wrong side of the road, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And but they're so friendly, and you know they remember me when I came down there again. And let's talk about the diving itself.
Yeah. What did you see?
Well, you know, it's the same thing in the Caribbean. The overall consensus is that it's not as fishy. There's pressure on the reefs. You know, cause and effect are very hard to establish, especially when we're talking about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And but there is commercial fishing there. There are lionfish. I saw pretty much on every dive. Now, I've said it on the program before. You know, I don't think that the lack of fish is solely due to the lionfish invasion. I don't. But the good news is they have a program there. You take a set. You pay $75. And this is all of Cayman, and
right.
You take a test, and they show you, and they give you a license, a lifetime license to cull lionfish.
Uh-huh.
And I think next time I come down, I'm going to come down the day before and take the test and get all set up with that, so we can, you know, we can keep that under control.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. They've been, you know, they're trying to do their best, as everyone in the Caribbean's trying to knock those things back a little bit. So that's a good program for sure, and it's a lot of fun. So just for the bare fact that you can go down there and have a little fun knocking out a few lionfish is well worth the activity, I think.
But I love this place's approach to diving. It's Ocean Frontiers is the dive shop. We do a 2-tank boat dive in the morning, starts at 8 o'clock. I love starting early with dives. It's like something about that early crack of dawn or crack of morning thing.
Sure.
And then we do two boat dives, then get back around noon, break for lunch, and there's a full kitchen in these condos. And that's what I love about it. It's priced less than if you stayed on the main section of the beach, which is very expensive.
Right.
This is so we make ourselves some lunch. And then it's a 1:30 check-in at the boat again, which, by the way, is just steps away. I can look out and see the boat because everything's right there.
Nice.
Don't you love that?
Yeah.
And so then we do a 2-tank boat afternoon dive, and everything is done very safely. So the profile is 4 dives a day, but my average depth was about 47 feet.
Okay.
And I never got close to Deco, and they even take, you know, you're on nitrox. They take you down the first wall. The first dive of the day is, you know, about 100 feet, and then they do like reef heads and bommies, and the second dive at the 50-60, and you know I use that Cinto D6i watch, which everybody knows is very conservative, and some would even say it's afraid of diving.
Right.
But I actually love that watch because I know exactly where I stand, at least for the way that I approach it, and I never you know that. That break from the morning to the afternoon. You give yourself 2 hours of off-gassing. That really makes it, that's almost like starting over.
Sure, absolutely. It gives you a nice little surface interval to reset everything. And so you never got close to any kind of deco with that watch this time.
Right? Not at all. And so good. you can safely do 4 dives a day. And, you know, again, eat, sleep, and dive, which is a motto that I picked up. And if I'm going to go on a dive trip, that's pretty much what I want to do. And, oh, by the way, where we were staying is a restaurant. It's more like a grill. It's at the swimming pool. And even the employees, the dive guys, will hang out there afterwards and have beers. So it's kind of like that casual place.
Nice.
But the management is, and the ownership owns the top fanciest gourmet restaurant in Cayman. So you got the same kind of approach to it, except you've got lower prices. So it was a great setup there.
Excellent. All right. Phil Narcosis is in Cayman. We're talking to him about, next, his favorite dive site. He dove there on the East End on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Instead of letting live sharks rain down on people,
shark!
We're going to get in that chopper,
shark!
And throw bombs into the tornadoes,
shark!
Blasting those bastards to bits.
Shark!
There are sharks flooding the streets.
Go, 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 go. We're all going to die in a sharknado, sharknado.
Sharknado.
Yes, you know, Sharknado 3 is actually filming in Orlando this week. Weird, isn't it? Just plain weird. And I'm not going to say anything else other than that for now. Because we're talking to Phil Narcosis, who's in Grand Cayman right now, diving on the East End. Ocean Point Suites, is that what it was?
Hi, Greg. Oh, yeah. Compass Point.
Compass
Ocean
Point.
Front. Yeah, Compass Point is the property. Where they have condos and a restaurant and a swimming pool, and then the dive shop there. It's on the ocean. The dive shop there is called Ocean Frontiers. And I've been there now 3 times, and I can't wait to go back, and for the reasons that we talked about. But It's really incredible.
Yes. And, you know, it sounds like a great place to dive. Like I said, I'd been there before, but I hadn't had the opportunity to dive around the area. So what did you see, or what are some of the hot spots or favorite dive sites that you saw there on the east end of Cayman?
Well, you know, we saw a garden variety of the tropicals, and free swimming eels, sharks, turtles, not sharks on every dive. I was a little disappointed that we didn't see some bigger animals on every dive. But the corals are healthy. They're colorful. But what I really love about Cayman, and I think where it really keeps me coming back, are the swim-throughs.
Yeah.
And I'm not one for, you know, and I don't even fancy overhead environments too much. I'm not really into wreck penetrations, although I do have a shipwreck specialty. And, you know, I'm not, of course, I stay away from the cave thing. But, you know, when you can see light at the other side, and then you feel really good about your buoyancy, and you're just feeling really comfortable, and there's nothing like swim-throughs.
Yeah, I you know, you sent me the video that that you filmed while swimming through those things. And yeah, that is a blast. Just coming through a little tunnel. It's almost feeling like a kid when you're, you know, in grade school there, you know, playing around the monkey bars or something.
That's right. And swimming through a tube. Speaking of the video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the video,
yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out that the video is on YouTube right now. All you have to do is type in Phil, P-H-I-L, Narcosis, just like the name implies, Narcosis. Phil Narcosis, Cayman, and the video of my trip will come right up. So I think the listeners will really get a kick out of that.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. Now, and as far as the type of dives, you got these swim-throughs, and did you see a bunch of silver sides and things in the caves and things like that too, or not so much right now?
Yeah. Silver sides, I forgot to mention those. We definitely saw those. And, you know, the swim-throughs, I love the swim-throughs. They're usually in these, you know, 50, 40-foot depth area where you've got these what the Australians call them bombies, right?
Right.
We call them reef heads. To me, they look like big boulders plopped in the sand. And, you know, inside those are, you know, really great swim-through opportunities. But besides that, the walls are good. And usually the first tank of a two-tank dive will be on a wall. Mm-hmm. And then when they're done, you know, first 20 minutes, then you ascend. Usually you ascend to the top. Well, what I loved about this trip was we did an ascent for the second part of the dive to a shallower point, but we were able to do it through these huge crevices where they're just like these walls on either side of you that are, I don't know, hundreds of feet. And you've got all these nooks and crannies on the wall as you're ascending and you're going up through to get to the, you know, to the plateau.
Right.
And it's awe-inspiring. I mean, it's you know, it's just very dramatic when you're diving those kind of walls and swimming through those kind of crevices. It's just a very dramatic feeling, and it's why we love diving, and it's just a wonderful experience.
Sure. Now, you know, last time I was at Cayman, the one thing that stood out in my mind that I still have this picture today and image in my brain that of all the tarpon. I went to this site, Tarpon Alley. Did you have tarpon where you were at too?
Yes, actually, it's on the video. Within the first minute, there's a swim through area like a cavern. Lots of light. It wasn't really enclosed, and these tarpon by the dozens are just hanging out there. And what I love about them is, you know, they're very laid back, right?
Right.
They just kind of float. They float there, and so on the video, go to YouTube, Phil Narcosis. You can see the tarpon that you were asking about. I definitely saw some tarpon.
Yeah, and they're huge. I mean, these things are big, big fish. So it is kind of it's kind of creepy in some sense too. You go on a night dive and see those things, and they're all silvery and shiny, and you're like, that's a big ass fish.
You know, we did a night dive actually. The day we got in, we timed it just right. Didn't even try it, but we got settled in, checked in. They're like, well, do you want to go on the night dive in an hour? We're like, sure. So they gave us these glow. It's what's the name of that? The black light.
Well, the glow sticks.
Yeah. No. It's a flashlight. It's a $300 flashlight.
Oh, you did the night vision stuff.
Yeah.
The fluorescent.
Yeah.
That brings out the fluorescent colors of the coral.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know what? The anemones. They took us to a site in 20 feet of water. That's a good snorkeling site too. But of course, we dove it, and we spent an hour with this black light, and the anemones. I've never seen anemones look like this. They have a completely different look on that light. Unfortunately, my GoPro didn't capture that. I think because I had the red correction on or something, it just didn't translate, and it actually didn't make. It's on the editor's floor. Mm-hmm. It didn't make the cut for the Phil Narcosis video. That's on YouTube.
so you have to put the filter on your mask. Is that the ones you had from like Light and Motion too, or what?
No, we didn't do anything with our mask. We just shined the light, that black light, and
that made the colors come out. So it was kind of like, you know, back in the day, you'd go to the mall and go to the back room there at Spencer's Gifts where everything lights up all psychedelic, and I don't know, combine that with some, you know, like Grateful Dead music and then go on your dive, and it's kind of freaky. It's like an acid trip underwater. Not that I'm familiar with that kind of thing. I'm just assuming that that's what an acid trip would be like. You know what I mean?
So you and me are probably the only two people that know what Spencer Gifts was.
Why I said back in the day. Exactly.
Back in the day. Yeah. But that's definitely, you know, right in my wheelhouse from childhood memories.
Yes. Yeah. So obviously you're having a great old time. And you travel nonstop. I mean, Phil Narcosis is probably one of the few people I know that travels more than I do. You know, he's here, he's there, and that's why it's kind of interesting to get his perspective on some of these places, because he just listens to the show and then he calls in and says, Greg, I just got back from here, this is what I saw, and I'm like, how do you people ask me all the time, how do I flip these trips around and travel, and I know you have some tips, and we're going to get into those next, right, Phil?
Looking forward to talking about it.
Alright, that's coming up next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Phil Narcosis is my guest right now via the web. He's in Cayman. And, you know, what is the worst nightmare for any diver? You might say sharks. No, we love sharks.
No, we love them.
It's the TSA. They drive me crazy. And I know they drive you crazy. You travel more than I do, right, Phil? Come on.
Yes, but what I've been able to I took matters into my own hands. So the thing that we're afraid of is that the gear doesn't arrive with us when we get to our destination.
That's right. Yeah, checking your bags is a nightmare. Getting through security is a pain in the butt. But you seem to figure out a way to pack all your gear plus your clothes and everything without even checking a bag. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, and you know, because I'm a vegan, I actually bring some of my own food too. Hmm. So I actually I take a 21-inch carry-on bag and I put my BCD mask fin, snorkel regulator, save a dive kit, GoPro kit, everything fits. Oh, and the fins have to be a certain. You can't use your long blades, you know.
Right.
So I've been able to use the Aqualung rockets, which have a lot of power, but they're still a little short.
Yeah, or the force fins are a great option when you're traveling.
And the force fins, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They would absolutely work. Mm-hmm. So I put it all in a carry-on, and then I take a backpack, and I put two swim trunks, some underwear, some T-shirts. When you eat, sleep, dive on these trips, you don't get dressed up.
Right.
So I'm able to – then I put the backpack on me. I've got my 21-inch carry-on bag, and I say, here I am. I'm ready to travel on your airplane and go diving. And all the gear, everything stays with me so we don't have that nightmare on the other end, especially if you're on a liveaboard. I mean, that would be the worst.
Yes. Oh, it is. Trust me. It's been happened to me where my clothes bag did not get to the boat. So I had to borrow some shorts from the captain. Thank God he had some, because it would have been a very color. Well, it would have been a buff diver week, and nobody wants to see that, especially when I'm on board. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so definitely try to get everything on a carry-on bag.
There you go. Good diver tips there from Phil Narcosis and Cayman this week. All right, coming up next, we got a Dan tip and then much, much more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 355. You can't jump a dead car battery with a couple of electric eels. Believe me.
Think so?
I know what I'm talking about.
Some of us feel differently.
Trust me. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How are you, Nick?
I'm great, Greg. How about you?
Mostly good.
What's the matter?
Well, nothing specific, but just something's bugging me.
Help me out here.
Well, I heard this guy in the store earlier today, and I heard him talking about this great new boat he's got and how he's going to go take all his friends diving.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, well, he started talking about how great it would be not to have to dive from a charter boat. He and his friends could now, and I quote, get nuts.
Thinking like that is nuts. Diving from a private boat is no different than diving anywhere else, and good divers know that.
Why don't we run through what boat owners and their diving friends might want to keep in mind?
Sure. The first thing to keep in mind is that while diving from a private boat can be a great adventure, it also means great responsibility. You're essentially diving without a safety net, and so all the planning, safety considerations, emergency procedures, and everything else is on your shoulders.
So where do we start?
I think we should start with the boat itself. Like the dive gear, you need to make sure your boat is properly and routinely maintained, and it should meet all licensing and registration requirements. And that goes for the boat captain as well.
And if the boat is sound?
Stock it with all the standard safety gear you'd have on a traditional charter boat. In addition to the standard marine equipment, like life jackets, fire extinguishers, and radios, there should be a first aid kit on board, and ideally, an emergency oxygen unit.
What about dive flags, marker buoys, that sort of thing?
All of the above, especially since in most waters, it's required that boats with divers in the water fly a flag to indicate it.
Okay, so assuming the boat has safety gear for every contingency.
Make sure there's someone on board who knows how to use it. The captain is an obvious choice, but there should be someone else who knows basic first aid and how to use the oxygen kit as well. If only one person has been formally trained, have that person give at least the basics during the dive briefing.
So you're in favor of a dive briefing, even on a private boat?
Absolutely. I don't care where you're diving. In any group setting, a dive briefing is essential. In the case of diving from a private boat, it's no different than a charter. The captain should review the basics on the boat, both in terms of how to find everything, as well as what procedures are to be followed. And that includes the plan of how the day will progress and the emergency plan.
What about when you're on site? What considerations do you have to keep in mind?
Even though the considerations of diving from a private versus charter boat are the same, there are a few differences. Private boats are often not built specifically for diving, so you'll have to think about how you'll enter and exit the water. Especially exiting, ladders on private boats are not usually as easy to climb as those on a charter boat, so you'll want to think through your reboarding strategy before you get into the water. Dive lines are another consideration. They're unlikely to be as extensive as on a charter boat, but you should at least have a drift line in the water for divers who surface and get caught in a current.
What about a bubble watcher?
That's an excellent point. When you're planning the dive, you absolutely should decide who will be staying on board to tend to things topside.
Is it really necessary? I mean, as long as you double-check the anchor line,
Anchors come undone. Storms arise, conditions shift, and divers surface far away. There are a lot of things that can occur that can be contained as small problems if you have someone on board that can respond quickly and efficiently.
So make sure that person you leave to tend the boat knows what he's doing.
Yes. He or she should be completely familiar and comfortable with handling the boat, executing the dive and emergency procedures, and generally being the topside support.
Sounds like a lot to consider. Might be more trouble than it's worth.
No. When you get down to it, it's still all about the dive safety essentials. Planning, preparation, and communication. No matter where you're diving, you still have to be thorough in your planning, and you still have to take the time to prepare properly. You still have to talk the plan through with the rest of the group, and you still have to make sure there is safety equipment on hand and that someone knows how to use it. Every dive requires that same care and approach, and we know how worth it they are.
You're right. You know, the boat show is in town.
Let's go!
Diving from a private boat can feel like the epitome of diving independence. But remember, going out on your own means that you're on your own in terms of planning and execution. You know what to do, though. Think the day through like you do every dive day, and don't be afraid to talk to your fellow boat captains to make sure you thought of it all. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And you know, it has been a very busy week, a crazy week. I've never seen anything like this in the history of scuba radio, I gotta admit. But you know, there's a picture circulating out on the internet of yours truly on Tara Reed's Instagram account, and I don't know how much more I can say about it than that. But if that weren't enough, I've also just been quoted in USA Today for the top 10 dive sites in the U.S. and Caribbean. And we'll get into that in a little bit and stuff first. But first, to your calls, 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, who's this? You're on Scuba Radio.
Hey, this is Greg the Dive Master.
I should have figured. Okay, first caller has to be Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Hey, it's your old buddy Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa, yeah. And what, you're a little off on your dates as usual. But I don't know, what can I do for you, Santa?
I just want to say congratulations.
Okay, well, yeah, on the, well, on what exactly? On the USA Today thing, or what do you mean?
Yeah, I saw you on the internet.
Okay, you saw the picture.
You know how you can watch TV or movies on your computer?
Yes, I've heard about this, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Yes, I have. And
all right, well, I saw you on the Saturday Night Live show.
You saw me on the SNL 40th year anniversary show. Is that what you saw?
I thought it was so funny because you got eaten by the land shark.
That was actually I believe that was Tina Fey.
I don't know why people already saw it, so you can talk about it. Lauren Michaels will not fire you. Listen.
What?
It's so funny because, you know, he knocks on the door and you go, who is it? And then he says, like, you know, Candy Graham.
Yeah, right.
And then he said, watch out, this land shark.
Yeah, it's a land shark, right.
And you open the door and he goes, ah!
That's what you heard, huh? Or that's what you saw, and you think that was me.
I could have sworn it was you.
Well, I'm not surprised that you would be so far off base, but I was
wearing a blue shirt, and you had a goatee.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Tara Reid was on the SNL 40th year anniversary show there. I don't recall seeing her on that.
Who is that?
Yeah. Who is that exactly? But, yeah, there is a picture out there online that's been circulating with me on it and Tara Reid. I actually made Tara Reid's Instagram account.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And purely coincidental.
You're a handsome, muscular man.
I am, I guess. I don't know. Is that where you're going to stick to that story?
You've been
really
working out. You are. Hey, I want to pump you up.
Really? Okay. Well, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, you know, a fat, overweight, drunken Santa Claus is giving me fitness tips. I don't know how I should take that.
That's redundant, fat, overweight. You can just pick one of those.
Okay. We'll go with fat.
I'm not overweight, but I have been overserved.
Yes. Well, that is obvious. Okay, well...
That's, you know what? That is not on me. That's not my fault.
Yeah, but you thought I looked good in this picture with Tara Reid, did you?
You know what? I'm secure enough for my masculinity to say I think you look hot.
Okay, that was a little
not, you
too
know,
much
I'm
information.
Not playing but. For the other team, but you're a good-looking fellow.
Well, okay, you know, we've gotten very awkward here today on the show. I don't know what to think of that.
Hey, it's all good.
Tara Reid's in Orlando this week, where we are, based out of.
Terry Reid?
Our past, Tara Reid, and our paths crossed. And I actually showed up in this picture on her Instagram.
Hey, was Terry Reid Lois Lane?
No, that was someone else. That wasn't Terry.
Terry Reid.
She's from 90210. Yeah, that
90210. That was my favorite Yes album.
Oh, and she was also in American Pie, that movie franchise. And then there's some other movie about
Sharknado.
Sharks. Is that what it was?
Sharknado. That's it.
Well, how our paths crossed this week, I'll never tell. At least not yet.
Is she going to be a mermaid?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
I knew it.
All right, we're out of time, thank God. See you, Drunken Santa.
All right, thank you.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Guy Harvey. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Yes, thank you, Guy Harvey. He was just down there at the Miami International Boat Show last week and probably back over at his home base of operations in the Cayman Islands. One of the destinations listed on my top 10 dive destinations that it evidently just got published in USA Today this week. So I'm honored and flattered, humbled, whatever you want to call it. But it's kind of cool that we've been quoted as a source in USA Today for, dive sites around the U.S. and Caribbean. And actually, that was from a post that I'd put out there, I don't know, about a year ago up at scubaradio.com. And they actually called me about a month ago, said, hey, we want to do this in USA Today. They asked me a few more questions. And the result is what you're seeing there at usatoday.com and maybe in the paper edition. I'm not sure if it's in the paper edition or what, but it's kind of cool that they did that. Now, one of the destinations of those top 10 were, was the Spice Island, Grenada. And we have Gerlinda from Aquanauts Grenada on Scuba Radio via Skype right now. Gerlinda, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I'm really happy to see us on USA Today. That's great.
Yes, well, you earned it in my book, for sure. You know, we love it every time we go to Grenada and the Spice Island. As I was talking to the reporter who wrote this, Larry, I believe is his name, real nice guy, and he was asking me, what makes these destinations stand out in your mind, Greg? What is it that you find that draws you to these sites? And I said, of course, it's the underwater diving of sites like the Bianca Sea there in Grenada, or the underwater sculpture park, which actually you could snorkel. You don't even have to dive it if you don't want to. Those are great underwater attractions. I said, but you know what really stands out in my mind, because some of this stuff tends to blur together over the years of going to all these different places, is the people and the topside attractions and the atmosphere of the island is what really kind of makes me want to go back again and again. And obviously Grenada being the Spice Island and the unique geography you have topside, and then the cool people like Peter and Gerlinda at Aquanauts Grenada make it all worthwhile. Am I alone there, Gerlinda? Is that what you get from all your customers that come out and see you?
No, that's exactly what we have there. When we have not only the sculptures as they are like pictured in the article, but it's also there we have in the text is the Bianca Sea, our Titanic, the Titanic of the Caribbean.
Right.
More and more a technical dive, so bring your technical stuff and dive with us.
That's right. Yeah, I got my rebreather certification.
Supporting
there,
rebreather. Yeah, you got your rebreather certification. That's right.
That's right.
You need to come back and do some more.
Yes, well, we're working on that. We're actually working on that right now, and hopefully sometime this year we're going to get back to Grenada and do some more rebreather training. But you know, I don't know, what is it? You just kind of schmooze everybody to come visit you with Grenada chocolate and rocket fuel, and that kind of, you know, puts them in the right mood, that the old Caribbean island kind of vibe that wants them, you know, makes them want to come back time and time again.
Yes, Greg, we get that quite a lot here in Grenada. And it's not only below the water where we have like the deep dives, the shallow dives, wrecks, reefs, sharks, turtles, what you name it, you know. But also above, we have great food. I mean, we are also a spice island. We have a lot of spices here and great dining experiences and a beautiful, lush interior on the island as well.
So absolutely. You know, but the people, too. The people there on Grenada are phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, you got Peter and Gerlinda, but then you got your folks like Roger. You know, who works
Roger
in the...
and our team, the locals are here. I think the friendliest in the Caribbean. And you can go to, you know, any rum shop and pick up a chat with a local. And, you know, so you will be invited and welcome. And it's great.
No, you know, they're very, forceful is not the word, but they're determined to get their point across. I remember being at DEMA and talking to Roger about fixing up a rum punch. Because we were having that in the aisle. And he goes, "Oh, Greg, no. You can't make the rum punch like that. You need some nutmeg on there. Let me make this for you. I mean, you're making it all wrong."
Exactly. And, that's how they are. They are very, very proud of their nation and their island, which is fine because it's a beautiful island. And they have their special things to do.
Exactly. They know how to make a rum punch, trust me. And
the rum punch is the only real danger in the island, you know.
Good point. Good point.
Because
indeed.
The rum is so cheap that actually 3/4 of the drink is rum and only 1/3 is punch. So.
Yeah. Well, and then they mix that with some Grenadian chocolate. You know, they grow all this cocoa on the island, service like 1/3 of the world's chocolate.
Yeah, we're gonna have a chocolate festival in May. So we're going to serve chocolate on the boat on every trip in that week. So maybe you can consider come back then.
I will definitely have that on the list for sure. Like I said, we have some rebreather training we hope to accomplish here sometime in the next few months. Back there with Peter and Gerlinda at Aquanauts Grenada. So we'll see how that evolves. What's the weather been like in Grenada right now? I mean, is it nice and sunny, warm water? What do you got?
Nice and sunny. It's warmer than usual in February. We still have around 90 to 92 Fahrenheit, and nice. The water temperature is 84 about right
wow.
now.
Wow. Okay, it's bathtub diving. No sign of Sharknadoes in the Grenada area right now, are there? There's none, I don't believe. Is there?
Well, we have sharks, but those are no sharks.
No sharks in tornadoes, though.
No.
Okay,
no.
All right. Just wanted to clarify. No particular reason why I brought that up. If you go to our Facebook page, maybe you'll figure it out. But Peter and Glenda, great to talk to you as always. AquanautsGrenada.com, one of the top 10 dive destinations in the U.S. Caribbean, at least according to me. And I think if you go there, you agree with me. All right, more coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
We got a hot crustacean band. Each little clown here, no heart but jam here under the sea. Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here, that's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.